Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Dynamic Daphne. And today is a special segment showing support and tribute to the victims and their families at the Sandy Hook Elementary School here in Connecticut. I want to start off today's episode instead of with my regular music. I am going to just start and ask each and every person who is listening to please join me in a moment of silence for the terrible tragedy that took place in Sandy Hook on the 14th of December, 2012. Let us observe a moment of silence. Thank you for observing that moment of silence. And I wish to follow this moment of silence with a prayer that I'll render a prayer. And for those of you who will be calling in, you are welcome to pray or express your feelings, whatever you're so led to do. I will do a prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that as a people, we are hurting, Father God, but we thank you that we can come to you at this time to seek solitude and peace. Father God, we ask that you will help us to forgive. We know it is challenging for us, Father God, but we know through you we will be able to forgive all that has happened. But Father God, during this process of forgiving, we are hurting. Families are hurting. Neighbors are hurting. The world is hurting. There are families today, Father God, who Christmas will not be the same for them because they have lost loved ones this close to Christmas. Father God, we know that you will help them to use this tragedy for something good. We don't know what it is going to be, Father God, but in each of our hearts, you will show us what to convert this tragedy into. I thank you that as a world, we can come together. And as we do this radio show today, Father God, we ask that your people will call in and your people will show support for our loved ones, our neighbors in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, USA. Father God, I thank you for this platform that I can glorify you and offer people, supporters, listeners, followers, the opportunity to do the same. Father God, if it were not for you, I could not find the strength today because this tragedy is at home, Father God. And even when it happens far away, it impacts and changes our life, Father God. But when it happens in our backyards, it hurts, Father God. It hurts. And if it was not the love for you, God, there are many things we could have said and done. But with you and the relationship we have in you, Father God, we can just come together and kneel on our knees and give you thanks and say, in spite of, we know you are still here. Father God, we just thank you. We glorify you. We adore you that You are always here, Father God, and you can support us during this great pain. We can come to you for you to embrace us, for you to comfort us. We thank you, Father God, and we ask, Father God, that out of this tragedy, may it lead some souls to you, God. Father, people who have never known you before will now claim you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me this evening. I want to thank Mr. Walter Misch for being in the chat room. And I just, I opened up non-traditionally. I didn't play the regular music today because I wanted this to be a special, special I want to just open up the lines. The lines 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I'm going to be reading some entries of gratitude here. I want to also thank my some of my fans and supporters who took the time to call me on the telephone on Saturday and Friday when they saw the news of what went on here, and they know that I was here in Connecticut, in Sandy Hook. They took the time to call me and to express their sorrow for what's going on. I want to thank each and every one of you, numerous. I don't want to start calling names. I got private messages on Facebook. I got emails. I got telephone calls. And it really, really warmed my heart. Even a moment ago before I came on the air, a friend of mine from New York had called. I am glad she called because I had just like closed my eyes a bit to just rest off before the show. And I am glad she called me minutes after six. So I did not really continue to sleep in. So I want to thank all of my friends for that. I want to share this entry that the author is anonymous. It is in the Book of Gratitude, but the title is A Child's Christmas Miracle. My 4-year-old daughter had a dinosaur puzzle she loved. We bought it on a trip and packing to return home. We couldn't find the top left corner piece. We looked everywhere, but had to leave without it. It was the last thing I packed. I'm sorry, we can't find the missing piece, I said. My daughter replied, "It's okay, Mommy. I prayed to God, and he told me he'd take care of it." She had an air of quiet, trusting in confidence. What could I say? I didn't want to shake her faith in a higher power. So I said, "Okay." Wondering what to do, buy another puzzle? Were there any more like it? I was shocked when I opened that suitcase. The puzzle was there in was there where I left it. But in the corner was a missing piece, tucked in tight. I assure you, it wasn't there when I packed it. Hey, look, the missing piece is here. Mom, my daughter said in an obvious tone, God told me he would fix it. I still have no explanation, but I'm grateful for the lesson in simple faith and innocence and the miracles they attract. I want to welcome Fish Nine Bark to the show. And I like this little child's Christmas miracle. And I want to just assure my neighbors in Newtown that God will fix it. I don't know how, but I know he will fix it. He will fix it for you and your community. And he will fix it for us, your neighbors. And he will fix it for all of you who are out there who are mourning with us here in Connecticut. Thank you for tuning in. The phone lines are open. The number is 646-915-8166. And today's show is in tribute to the tragedy that took place in Newtown, Sandy Hook, Connecticut, this past Friday, the 14th of December, at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. I tell you, everybody's heart is broken. Everybody's heart is broken. It does not matter whether you are a parent or whether you have any children or not. But everybody's heart is broken. I want to read a poem that my producer Walter found. And if you are on the phone or in the chat room, give me a minute because I have the poem up on the screen now, so I'm really not seeing you there. And the poem, it came from, I guess somebody tweeted, at Tiffany, too many, too young. Why do you leave so soon? I sit there with bitter gloom. You always understood my fears. You always stopped by pouring tears. We'd talk and laugh and live it up. And now I wait for death to come. I cried my shallow tear and give voice to all new fears. A whisper told me to stay strong when everything was going wrong. I miss your touch from dusk till dawn. I'll try and keep my spirit strong. But for just how long? Tell me, why'd you leave so soon? You knew it would come, too young to die. But somehow he took your life. I can't still see your smile. I can still see your smile. Shine bright like a star. A little whisper in my heart, why did you leave so soon? I wish I could have felt your ease when your pain ceased to exist in such glory as yours. I'll wait and hold my pillow tight and kiss your shortened life goodbye as I cry my scared tears. Too many friends lost in many years. Why'd you leave so soon? Thanks, Walter, for researching and finding that poem. It came from Too Many, Too Young, death of friends. Thanks. I think that is very appropriate for the Newtown families. I know I just can't imagine what some of the parents are going through. They're probably going through, you know, just holding clothing, articles of clothing. They're touching toys. They're just looking at their space at the dining table. They are looking in their bedrooms. They are just walking, and they are in awe. They are in pain because they are asking why. Why so young? Why so soon? Please call in if you have a prayer or something that you want to show in respect for our neighbors in Newtown. And it doesn't matter where you're listening from. Everyone on this earth is your neighbor. Because especially with the internet and everything digital now, our neighbors are much closer than we think. So, Fishbart9, Walter Mish, anybody else on the line, call in and express a prayer or a concern for our community. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And while I wait for you to call, I am going to pray this song. Okay. Yes, I'm going to play this song. I'm not sure what it is, but it says, "Pour Out My Heart." Let's hear what it says.
Here I am once again. I pour out my heart, for I know that you hear every cry. No matter what state, my heart is in. You are faithful to answer with words that are true and a hope that is real. As I feel your touch, freedom to all that's within. In the safety of dear place, I'm longing to pour out
my heart,
say that I love you.
I need
That is Elder Pierre Moranza, because regardless of what's going on, we still need to pour out our heart to God and let Him know I love Him, we love Him. And you know, yesterday I was at the gas station getting gas, and I had a flat tire, and a gentleman, he was very kind. When he saw it, he came in the gas station to tell me I had a flat tire. And when he told me I had a flat tire, I said, oh my God, thank you very much. Well, the gentleman behind me, he said, when I said, oh my God, he said to me, oh my God, he says, where was God yesterday? He was not in Sandy Hook, because or else he would not have made that happen. And I looked him directly in the eyes and I said, God was right there. He never left, because I said, if he was not there, more people would have been killed. So, you know, we can't look to blame God. We just can't do that. We just have to just stop pointing finger, casting blames, and come together and show our love and support. I want to welcome guest 9302 to the show. This is a tribute to the tragedy, to the victims and their families for what happened in Sandy Hook. You are welcome to call in 646-915-8166. I want to read something from the chat room. Someone writes, just wish I could take these families' pain. That's what one of the people in the chat room wrote. This is how much we hurt as a people. I wish I could take these people's pain away from them. This has really broken my heart. This has really broken my heart. Just can't grip such a senseless act of violence to all of the innocent children and adults. I am so sad and lost for words. I cannot even think about it. Thank you for writing that. Yes, and it is the sadness of people all over around the world. People cannot comprehend that happening. We can't even imagine. Nobody, you know. One lady said to me on the phone, you know, I am not even a mother, and it hurts me. And I said to her, yes, you are a mother, because I know the work that you do. You work with many children, You know, I echo because I read in the news that the 27-year-old teacher, she hid all her students in closets and lockers. And when the gunman asked, she said that they were all in the gym. And he gunned her down and he continued. And, you know, she paid her life educating America's children. And I honor her today and I honor her family. I honor her friends. I saw a picture of her with her beautiful black dog. So, Veronica. Victoria Soto, I think her name is. We honor her name. And she live on. And, you know, we honor every teacher. Every teacher, wherever you are in the world, and you are a teacher, we honor you because, I mean, our schools, that's the last place we are thinking that you would send your kid and they would not come back home. Not from a motor vehicle accident, but from a senseless act. Yes, I welcome your calls, ladies and gentlemen. 646-915-8166. You are welcome to express a word, a prayer, a song, just a remark. You know, what are you feeling? Because yes, you may not live in Newtown, but you are part of this tragedy wherever you are. You know, guest 9302, Walter Mish, Fish Nine Bark. If you guys want to call in and just say a little something about how this is impacting your lives. I want to read one more entry. Forever babies. Forever my babies. I've lived through many things. My parents divorcing. Living on my own at a young age. Lies, neglect. And all of the many surprises that came with life. From the end of my past to where we are now. The present, my gratitude goes to my twin daughters, Kayari and Trinity Tirado. They are the reason that I live today. I work hard and push myself every day for a better future for the three of us. I wouldn't change any of the events of my life because that is what gave me my present. My presents are my two beautiful girls. When they smile, it gives me the strength to fight the sadness in this world. Even when they are being mischievous, they remind me to cherish their uniqueness as a human being. This came from Melissa Torres. And I'm sure this would be affirmed by many of the parents in the Sandy Hook Newtown area today. They would give anything to hear that mischievous voice of their babies in their home today. But evil has deprived them from that. But as I prayed at the top of the hour, asking God to teach us how to forgive again, because a lot of times we go around preaching the forgiveness message, and you know, when it hit home like we do, we battle with the agony of forgiving. It no longer feels good to forgive because we are the ones who are called to forgive. But Father God, we ask you that you will allow us as a world to be able to forgive this tragedy and to heal and to be able to move on. To be able to move on in spite of that. The phone lines are open. We have an hour and a half remaining. The phone lines are open. If you are listening, please tweet your friends and Facebook them and ask them to call in and say something in support of the Sandy Hook Newtown area of Connecticut, where the tragedy happens. As you all know, the Sunday show deals with circumstances that changes our lives, and this is one of those things that has changed our lives, not just us here in Connecticut, but it has changed the lives of people all over the world. All over the world, it has changed our lives forever. You know, we look on all those babies, as President Obama said, they are babies that they had their entire life ahead of them. Who know, we could have had some presidents in that group. We could have principals, we could have had cardiologists, we could have had astronauts, but we will never know, because someone has robbed them from their life and cut it short. Father God, as we come to you and we ask you that you can heal those parents' wounds. Heal that town. Heal that school. We just ask you, Father God. And as I wait on you to call in again, I'm going to play one more song.
Israel's race.
Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to the voice of Dynamic Daphne, your host. And today's show is a tribute to the families and the community of Newtown Sandy Hook here in Connecticut. So if you're in the chat room, for those of you on your computer listening, I want you to call in and say a little something. You don't have to be long. Just say something. If you are a praying person, you can say a prayer live on the air. And, you know, just to show your support. Show your support. If you have a poem that you want to read, you can also read it. The number to call again is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. That is what you can call to be part of the conversation. So, you know, just call in and show show some support, you know, because we are in this together. We are in this together, you know. People ask why people, you know, it's a lot of questions that are being asked, and we don't have any answers, really. And you ask, will you ever know what the answers are? Because, you know, I think maybe all the people who have the answers are not around. They died too. So will we ever get answers to why? The one thing I know that we can all commit to doing is to be better listeners. When we talk to people, we could listen with more intention to listen, you know, why they're talking, and don't be too quick to be giving advice, but listen and see what we can pick out of what people are saying. Because I'm asking the question, you know, what was wrong with that young man? Did somebody ignore his cry for help? Did somebody ignore his cry for attention? We don't know. But we ask the question, could this have been prevented? And if so, how? So each and every one of us has to commit to, you know, when we get into conversation with people, listen more to find out what's going on in their minds, and monitor what's going on, so that we won't have this repeat itself. Babies, 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 babies. You know, what can be going through somebody's mind when you want to do this damage to babies? I mean, any life is value. But you look on the little angels, there was a collage today that it's on my Facebook page, and somebody posted it with all the people's with their a collage of, like, a picture frame with one young baby in the middle, and all the others, they are in a square around. It's right there on my Facebook page. So if you are my Facebook friend, you can go look on my profile page and you will see that. And it is so sad. There's still someone did a candle, lit a candle for each of the babies. And I am going to go to the Facebook page now. So if you call on the phone, bear with me. I'm going to the Facebook page and to see if I can read those names off on the candle that is there. So I can just see that. I'm looking for it. So if you're there on the phone, just bear with me. I'm trying to find the candle that has the tribute to each of those little the babies in Sandy Hook, something beautiful that someone did a candle for all of the babies. So I am looking. I'm trying to find it. So just bear with me if you are there on the phone. Just bear with me. I'm trying to find the candle so I can read them off for you. And I do not, I cannot find it yet. But I'm still scrolling down my Facebook page. And I still have not found it yet. Walter, I know you're hearing me. So if you find it, I will come back. And if you have it, I will let you read it. But I am still looking for it here. And, it, you know, if you're listening, I'm doing a tribute for the Newtown Sandy Hook tragedy that took place. So if you are listening and you want to call, not if you want, I'm inviting you to call in. I'm inviting you to call in and to show some tribute for the people there in Newtown. So I hope you will call in. If you are calling in now, just bear with me. I'm trying to find these candles that is someone did. It was so beautifully done for them. It has a name and a candle. And I am trying to find it. And I can't find it yet. So I'm looking on somebody else's page that I knew had it. And I guess I have to go back to the studio. I am on Facebook trying to find the candles. So anyone who is listening, if you have found the candles, I'm going back in the studio. So if you find the candles, I want for you to please call in to the radio and just read the names of all of the read the names of the all the people on the candle. So I ask that you do that. And now I don't know where to get back on my radio. Ha 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 ha. So just bear with me if you are there. And this is what happens when you're not sure what you're doing and you try to go somewhere else. I am not savvy on that, but I'm a work in progress. So, I know you're hearing me. Don't be laughing at me, Walter. I am on my way getting back there. So I am getting back into my studio. So Walter, if you have the candles, Walter, if you have it, I want for you to read them. All right, we have a caller. So hello. Yes, I was trying to experiment. I got off and I didn't know how to get back. So thank you.
Yeah.
Did you find that?
Yes, I did.
I'm hearing your radio, so I don't know. Or maybe you can. Would you read those names off the candle for me?
Yeah, the top row is Charlotte, Daniel, Rachel, Olivia, Josephine. Second row is Anna, Dylan, Dawn, and Madeline. Third row is Catherine, Chase, Jesse, James, Grace. Fourth row is Ann, Emily, Jack, and Noah. Then fifth row is Carolyn, Jessica, Abiel, Lauren. The bottom row is Mary, Victoria, Benjamin, and Allison. And the scripture on the bottom says, may your eternal light shine upon us all.
Thank you, Walter. Thank you very much. Thank you. Is there anything else? Is there anything else you want to say, Walter, while I have you on the phone?
This really made me sick. First off, I love children,
mm-hmm.
and you know, Newtown is the next town over, so it's
mm-hmm.
actually right in our backyard, and I just can't understand why, except for evil
mm-hmm.
came into Newtown that day, and
mm-hmm.
I'm really still heartbroken over it.
Yes, we all are.
Something I wish had never happened.
Yes.
You know, should we have tighter security at the schools
mm.
to protect these young ones or whatever, but...
We don't know.
I think the whole bottom line is we're back in 1962 when God was kicked out of schools.
Mm-hmm.
That's when
mm-hmm.
all your troubles started.
Yes.
I'm speaking that out of experience because...
Mm-hmm.
I was young then. I remember going to school and, you know, Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
Saying a prayer is probably just the Our Father prayer that we
mm-hmm.
said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then we had snack and our milk and
yes,
everything was beautiful. And I never even heard of anything like this. And very seldom even had a
mm-hmm.
fight in school, you know.
That's right.
Nothing, you know, maybe a little pushing and all that. But now, like
mm-hmm.
these days, it's just too much.
Mm-hmm.
Grass poncho. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I invited a lot of my friends, so any of my friends are tuning in. I just want to say hello and
yes,
urge you to call in and talk to
yes.
Daphne if you have
call
something
them.
To share about the show.
Yeah, say something, you
yeah.
know, call them in. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Just call in and express because
yeah.
I know we are all here because a lot of people on their computers listening and they don't want to call in.
Yeah.
So. Thank you very much, Walter. And we just
What hurt me the most was one of the main landmarks, which there are a few in Newtown, is the flagpole in the center
mm-hmm.
of town in Main Street.
Town, yes.
And when they lowered that to half mast, you know, that really hit hard at home.
Mm.
And, you know, just getting, you know, reading posts on Facebook
mm.
and Twitter and et cetera.
Yeah.
Even my housekeeper, as soon as she got the word,
mm-hmm.
she lives in Bethel, so she raced to the Bethel school.
Yes.
Because she's from Ecuador, and
mm-hmm.
the police blocked her from going in, and she couldn't understand why.
Right.
She goes, is my daughter okay? She goes, yeah, your daughter's okay. We're just doing this, you know, case of
yes.
you know, more
yes.
than one school
yes.
and all that, yes.
We can't.
But, yeah.
Can't imagine. You know, we are hurting. Can you imagine the poor families there in Newtown? You know.
Yeah.
Well, all right,
yeah.
Walter. We just pray
and
that
my heart
so
goes out to everybody in Sandy Hook,
yes.
in Newtown.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Bye, bye,
yes.
Daphne.
Thank you, Walter. Thank you so much
yep.
for calling in.
Yes.
This was Mr. Walter Misch. Thank you. Walter is also he's such a blessing. To me, he's helping me to produce the show, and see, it's a blessing because it's a good thing I have him as the producer because I wasn't able to locate that candle, and he found it and read it off. So thank you so much, Walter. Thank you so much. Thank you so very much. There's one more poem here I want to read. This one is from Amanda Huck, HOCHSTATTER. And it reads, we are a hurting community. We are hurting in our personal lives. In our students' organizations, whole communities It is okay to feel hurt. It reminds us that we are still human and that we are passionate. We are passionate beings. However, it is what we do with this hurt that can only bring about healing. If we sit around and discuss with our friends how offended and hurt we are, but never talk to the other side, we continue to hurt. Ourselves, if we continue to be, but if we never talk to the other side, we continue to hurt ourselves. If we continue to be Minnesota nice, or as I will call it, passive aggressive, we avoid face to face conflict and suddenly posting things on the internet and painting hateful messages on the rock. Then, because it's okay. We are caught in a world full of misunderstandings. We are very good at talking at each other, but both sides need to learn to listen in order to heal. What would happen if we confront our hurt and individuals who have hurt us? Would we be able to agree to disagree and treat each other with respect? All it takes is a little bit of courage. Do we have the gustavus? We have been acting like cowards. And that was just a statement from Amanda. As I said, her name is HOCHSTATTER. So if you have a poem to read or anything you want to contribute, let me hear from you. I'm looking for another song. I mean, it's, you know, I'm at a loss for words. I'm telling you the truth, because I am still hurting. I mean, I wake up every day, and since these past 3 days, and it hurts. It hurts because I cannot imagine. I cannot comprehend. I just cannot wrap my mind around what has happened. Not one, not two, 20-something innocent lives. Adults who dedicate and devote their lives to helping to mold our children into future leaders, future adults. Innocent little babies who left. I heard one, I read it. Either I read it or somebody was telling me that one lady said she made pancakes for her child that morning, took her child to the bus, and even when the bus, school bus drove off, the child was waving bye-bye, bye-bye. Little did she know that was the last goodbye she would have gotten from her son. I think it was her son. And this is why each and every day, every opportunity we get, we need to hug our loved ones. Tell them we love them. Tell them we care. Just hug them. You don't have to hug them for any reason other than to express your appreciation for them. Hug them. Tell them you love them. It doesn't matter they are teenagers, because we know sometimes our children becomes teenagers and they don't want you to hug them or touch them anymore. But I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, it is important. It is very important to hug your children every day. Your loved ones too, your spouses, your husbands, your wives, your significant other. Every time you are going outside of that home, be sure to tell them you love them. Be sure to do that. If they are living in other countries and you have access to Skype, instead of using it on the phone, use it on the webcam so you can express your feelings to your loved ones. Because when things like this happens, that's when we all get anxious and, you know, we are just so anxious about everything that's going on. And like Walter Shear, his housekeeper, who is not even in that town, is one town away, rushing to her school to make sure that her child is okay. And I know it could have happened because it's just a normal reflex action. When you hear something happen to a child, you look, is my child okay? Is my child okay? You know? So we are a surrounding town here. We have here, as Walter put up, we have Bordering, we have Bethel, we have Bridgewater, Brookfield, Easton, Monroe, Oxford, Reading, Southbury, Woodbury, Middlebury, New Milford. That's all around here. Sandy Hook. We have Norditalk. We have Waterbury. It's all right here in this little vicinity. And it doesn't matter where they are. Shelton. You know, Bridgeport is right down the road there. Stratford is right down the road. Trumbull is right down there. It's here. It affects us all. It affects each and every one of us in these areas and these communities. So I know that, you know, we are all hurting. We cannot find words to express. So in between the conversation, the phone calls, my speaking, I want to just play some music. And for this time, I'm going to play one of Bethany's song, Mama.
Smile on her face, even when she feels
Okay, I'm gonna. That was from Bethany, and I noticed Walter is posting some things from Facebook that different people wrote there. And Mandy, who is one of our supporters from the UK, writes, "I'm unable to join as I am in the United Kingdom. I will, however, pray for all of those people in Sandy Hook." Thank you, Mandy, for that. And yes, and I go, is there somebody else, Walter? I am scrolling down and to read. Okay. Pastor Frank Santora, "My heart is broken and my prayers are with the families of those who lost their dear ones in this tragic shooting." Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, if you are listening, you can either go on Facebook and enter something. My amazing producer is capturing all your responses from Facebook or your entries from Facebook, and he's posting them for me to be able to read here. Thank you, Walter. Thank you, thank you. And if you are listening, you can still call in. The phone lines are open. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. This is our tribute to the Newtown community. And our neighbors, I know on New Milford Green in town here where I live, they are doing a prayer vigil here. And Rochelle had posted on the page asking people to come out to that. That was taking place at 6 p.m. on the New Milford Green here. And they were encouraged. This is 2 hours later, so I don't know if it is still going on. And they were encouraging everyone to come and bring a candle to the prayer vigil. So if you are there, I don't know if it is still going on, go support that. Or if you want to put one together in your community for that reason, do that. I saw on Facebook there's someone who was collecting money to buy teddy bears to send. So a lot of people are doing amazing things that helps to support this tragedy here in Newtown. I want to read this, The Void, because I know there's a lot of that happening in Newtown, Sandy Hook area. The Void. And this is from Linda Strawn Medwick. It reads, imagine waking up in total pain, left arm aching, blood pressure sure soaring, and having your spouse take you to the urgent care. Scary. The doctors do what they know to do, check vitals, and give potassium and other liquids to stabilize the body. An EKG is ordered. Nurses are in attendance. Morphine is given for pain. You never know when to expect your due date. I woke up at 5 a.m. with these thoughts flowing. I faced death today. The fear was great. No matter, I saw peace, love, and tranquility. The other side, miss floating in endless spaces, was an expansive God's eye was on me, and there was no judgment. Man, so arrogant, mindless, running toward the Odyssey, can't imagine the wholeness of the universe. Unimaginable creation, beauty, color fills the void. Planetary systems, suns, stars, spark life everywhere. I face death today. The fear was great. No matter, I saw peace, love, and tranquility. The words flow from a dream state, and I knew I would live another day. Emergency services were profound. All tests for heart problems were negative. I was released after 2 days to continue my healing journey. Expect miracles. Be willing to receive them. And then expect miracles. Be willing to receive them. You will be grateful. So I read this, The Void, for all the parents, families, loved ones in Newtown, Sandy Hook area. I know there is a big void in your life today, because there's a big void in my life too, because I'm part of this community. And I know it's the same thing for my producer, because we are neighbors. It's stone throw. It's right here in our backyard. But we know that void, that God will help you to put something, not to replace who you have lost, but to create a legacy that will have that person live on in your life. It could be some artwork. It could be a garden. Whatever it is that you are led to do spiritually to represent your loved one, that will be a legacy that the world will see. We have 48 minutes remaining in this show today. And I encourage you to call in 646-915-8166. And Mr. Producer, I don't want to go back to Facebook page, because when I go there, I don't know how to get back where I need to be. So I'm going to ask you if you would just go and check, and whatever else is there, if you can just tell us what some of the people are saying on Facebook here. And for those people who are listening on the computers, I see you there. I know you there. So just take some time, call in and say a little something. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I want to play another of Elder Pierce's songs because I tell you, that gentleman, his music really, really ministers to me. And I hope it ministers to you as well.
And see, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love. Of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down. Sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. 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 Sing of your love forever.
Yes, yes. You know, as I was listening to that song, and I remember what Walter said about, taking prayers out of school, the thought came to me, I wonder how many parents say a prayer with their children in the mornings before they leave to go to school. And if you don't do that, I think that's something we need to start to do. I know that the spiritual families, they probably do that anyhow, but I don't know whether other families are doing it. So I ask that you start to do that. Because the thought just came to me, I wonder within the horror and everything, what went on through those little babies' minds? Were they taught to call on the Lord? Did they know to say, Lord, have mercy? What? Dear Lord, what was going on in their minds? What were their last words? I don't know. We may never know what their last words were. However, their families will know, because whatever the foundation is that we have placed, that foundation is what will support them. But I'll pray that all those little babies knew to call on the name of the Lord. We know that prayers is not in school, but we know that prayers is supposed to be in the home. So let's pray that these homes had prayer in there and that they knew to call on the Lord when the horror had faced them, the horror, you know, of all of that had faced them. And we just pray that they knew to call on the name, to call on Jesus. As I said before, I just cannot imagine, and I know that you cannot imagine either. I know, okay, I know there is a one lady, she's one of the beautiful voices that sings on our front line at church. Her name is Jackie, and Jackie lives in Newtown. And I noticed on Friday, I think her little boy, I don't know if he's 7 years old or what, but she showed a picture of him. He walked in the house from school. He fell to his knees in the prayer posture with his hands clasped. That was the posture of that little baby. And you know, that was a reflection of his family. He knew how blessed he was to return home to his family. And he went on his knees to give God thanks. So, you know, I want to thank Jackie for sharing that that picture for us to see. And I pray that other families will take that as an example of the things that we need to mold our children to do. I mean, yes, the schools are good, but we know the prayers is not in there. But let's put prayers back in our homes, and let us continue to pray with our children. You know, it's not in schools, but we can put it in their hearts. We can have them put it in their book bag to go to school. They know that when trouble hits, they can close their eyes and bow, or they can keep their eyes open and still say a silent prayer in their heart. This can only happen if when we teach them how to do that. The lines are still open. We have 39 minutes remaining. The number is 646-915-8166. I was praying that my friend, he's from Danbury, but he now lives out in Alabama, Reverend Fred, if you are listening there in the chat room, would you call in? I know this is home for you. You are no longer living here. You moved to Alabama, but we would love to hear from you. Another friend, I don't know if she's listening, because she used to live in Newtown, and she has moved out to Illinois earlier this year. If you are listening, would you call in and just express some love for your former community? I know there was sometimes early in your children's life that they went to those schools as well. Wear green and white on Monday. It is the school colors of Sandy Hook Elementary School. Oh, thank you, Walter. So Monday, they're asking everybody to wear green and white. I don't know where Walter got that information, but I tell you, my producer is good. So everybody's supposed to wear green and white in support of Sandy Hook. Is that tomorrow, Monday, Walter? Monday the 17th? So I don't think it matters what green. so long as it's green and white. So green and white is the Sandy Hook school colors, and they're asking everybody to wear that in support of the Sandy Hook Elementary School. So we have 37 minutes remaining, and you still have time to call in. Don't be a chicken. Yes, Monday the 17th. Don't be a chicken. Just call in, and the school, the Teddy Bear Drive. Teddy Bear Drive's school supplies, monetary donation, Sandy Hook. Yes. Yeah, I spoke about that with this. Two people are doing the Teddy Bear Drive. I know there's a memorial that is set up at the, I think at the firehouse. I know today my friend was stopping by the firehouse. And it's www.http://www.teddybeardriveCT.org is the link where you can click on to give the teddy bear that they're doing for the Sandy Hook School. So this, thank you, Walter. There is some information for you, something that you can do regardless of where you are. You can donate to the cause for the teddy bear for the school. I don't know the size of the Sandy Hook school there. So thank you for that information, Walter. Again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I tell you, you know, I'm in the process of putting together. Well, it is already together. We are waiting to raise all the funds to start it for the breakfast feeding program for the children in Carmel, Jamaica, West Indies. And I tell you, I cannot imagine anything like this happening there. I tell you, that's why it hits so hard. For those of us who work with children, and for me, the Sandy Hook area is a place I visit every year because I coordinate the French Cultural Exchange Program. And the every year I go there and I visit. So there are many host families for the program who lives in that community. So it hit home to me. Let me read from the chat room. Regardless of what time zone you are in, please place 20 stars on the wall of honor of the 20 angels that are sent to heaven today. Let's talk them in our prayers. Yes, I think that is probably on Facebook. Thank you, Walter. Think it's time to reinstate. Yes, I think so too. And, you know, that's what I was just talking about, the prayers. The prayers might not be in school, but is it in home? And Walter is saying in the chat room, he thinks it is time to reinstate God and prayers back in the schools and in the country. I think that's a very good idea. Princess Bola, I think she's also a minister up in Hartford, Connecticut. She had put on Facebook and asked this, is this a nation that believes in prayer, or this is a nation that believes in prayer when tragedy hits? Ah, and that's a very, very valid question. Do we always believe in prayer, or we believe in prayers when it is convenient to us? You know, and that's, we have 32 minutes remaining. Maybe that's something that will push your button that you want to call in. Do you think that as a nation we honestly and truly believe in prayers, or we only believe in prayers when tragedy hits? Let me hear from you. 646-915-8166. Like today, Pastor Frank, when he prayed at church, he said, "Lord, maybe our prayers is after the effect. You know, should we have prayed this prayer before evil took over Sandy Hook?" So then, thank you for raising that question, Walter. You know, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that, says Dr. Martin Luther King. Yes, I read on there, and then a lot of people were saying different situation about guns and this and that, and all different conversation about guns. But, you know, either way, we're going to ask the question, if we put God back where he needs to be, would we need to have this much concern about the guns? You know, and I am in total agreement with Walter. We need to put God back where he needs to be, you know, and not only when tragedy hits us, but all the time. If we put him where he is, then he would fight the battle for us. We would not have to be fighting the battle. So, you know, I'm just so thankful. We have 30 minutes remaining, and we still have some time for you to call in and to just express, do you think that as a nation, we believe in prayers, or we only believe in prayers when it is convenient to us, or when tragedy hits us? Let me hear from you, 646-915-8166. You know, I was born and raised in Jamaica, West Indies. Welcome back, Fish Nine Bark, to the show. The question on the table, Fish Nine Bark, is that, do you think as a nation, we are a nation that believes in prayer, or we only believe in prayer when tragedy hits? You can type your answer there, Fish Nine Bark. Or if you want to reply, you can reply to that that question. So let us hear from you with your reply on that. And if you are just joining the conversation, we are paying tribute to the victims and their loved ones in Sandy Hook, Newtown, here in Connecticut. And we want to hear from you what your thoughts are about that and how it affects you, if it does. And we thank all the people who are writing things on the Facebook wall expressing their support for Newtown. And I just saw there that tomorrow, the 17th of December, 2012, they are asking people to wear green and white in support of the Sandy Hook School, because that is the school colors. I don't know whether they are going to be back in school tomorrow. I have not seen any news about that. I don't know, Walter, do you know if they are going to be back in school tomorrow? So, if you know, you can type that there to let me know. But remember, tomorrow, you are going to be wearing your green and white The Newtown Visual is airing on WFSB and all of our cable channels, including WFSB Now, as well as the website and mobile apps. And they are expecting President Obama in attendance. Okay. So now we know why we don't have more people here. They are probably at Newtown. Well, we are in good company. We are in good company because we are doing something for the community as well. So that is taking place right now, my producer says. And President Obama is going to be in attendance. Thank you so much for that information. And the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166.
Here I go.
Yes, that is Bethany Schmid. I Want More. With 22 minutes remaining, my producer writes in the chat room that it appears from what he saw that Newton will be going back to school on Tuesday, as early as Tuesday. So, I don't know. It's still, you know, it's so much hurt that is going on. And numb. We are also hurting. Yes. Okay. President Obama just came on at the visual to a large ovation. Okay. So if you are watching on the TV, I guess my producer is watching the TV and listening to the thing. So, what a blessing that the president is there to support the families in Newtown. Yes. So, Mr. Producer, where is the vigil being held? Where in Newtown is it being held? And so he's going to tell me, where is it being held, Walter? Where is the vigil being held in Newtown? He is typing that for you and I. And I tell you, when we become savvy, down the road, when we become savvy, then we will be able to just stream into what's happening there. Okay, at the Newtown High School, yes. Okay. I know there very well because I go there every year. And that's what happened. When that thing happened, I thought it was at the high school. But no, it was at the elementary school. So the vigil is being held at the high school. So we just honor and we pray again for the safety of all our leaders. We pray for all the families, all the teachers, wherever you are, whether you're an American teacher, wherever you are, if you're a teacher, whether you're teaching adults or you are teaching little ones, we just pray that you are protected, you are shielded, and that God continues to just have his hands over you, that each and every day when you go out that you are protected. And we pray that nowhere in the world that this evil will repeat itself. And I know that all except Sandy Hook, okay, Newtown would be using Monroe Chalk Hill School when students go back to school, presuming sometimes this week. And if you are hearing, if you're still hearing what the president is saying and you want to type something in the chat room for me to repeat it, then you can do that because I know you're listening. And if you are listening and you want to be a producer on this show, we're looking for two others, because when we have numbers, somebody else could be, you know, listening to what the president is saying or any of the other speakers, and they could tell us right here on the radio what they are saying. So I was honored and I feel blessed that I was able to use this platform today to show support for the community, my neighboring community here of Newtown, Sandy Hook, and to let them know your pain is my pain, your agony is my agony, your loss is my loss, but through it all, we will overcome. This too will pass, and we just pray that we can find something of value out of this tragedy. One thing already that has come out of it is the world pulling together. And when I said the world, I literally mean the world, because I tell you, telephone, messages, emails, Skype messages from all of my supporters, you know, it was encouraged. It was encouraging to me. When I see where those communication is coming from, I said, people really pays attention to see where you are from. Because I know a lot of times people, they don't read. They just like scan things over. But, you know, it was encouraging to me when I get these messages to say, oh, you are from Connecticut. How close is that place to you? Is it close to you? You know, is it in your community? Is it in your area? So I was glad to know that people pay attention to know that this is my state and this is where I am from. So I am just so honored, and I show appreciation and gratitude for each and every one of you. And I still have the question out where we're asking, do you think we are a nation that believes in prayer, or we just grab hold of prayer when we see that we pay attention to what? What do we pay attention to? Did I miss something you typed before? Let me go back and see. I'm going back. All right. I don't see Fish Nine Bach. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Oh, okay. Yes. We pay attention. Yes. To see that you are from Connecticut. Yes. And it's encouraging, you know, because I tell you, with social media and the effectiveness of it, we all becomes family wherever we are. You know, we are family. And when one family member hurt, the other hurts as well. So it's just such a blessing to see how we pull together during this time of loss for our neighbors here. And I don't know how, but I just know that they're going to find some peace out of it. I know there are many people who have started organization out of the loss of loved ones, and to have their names live on and on forever. So Fish Nine Bark, I'm back at you again. Being in Connecticut. Thank you, Fish Nine Bark, in our comments. Yes. What do you think? Do you think that we are a nation that really believe in prayers? Are we only take the prayer when the tragedy comes? What do you think, Fish Nine Bark? Let me hear from you. You don't want to call in, so type something there and tell me. Yes. No answer there. Anybody out there want to answer? I think everybody is probably now listening to the President Walter. They're not listening to us, but we did well. We're down to 13 minutes. And I think the guest in the chat room is answering the question that I asked about the prior. Yes. All right. Both of them now talk. Two people are now typing. So I'm waiting to see. It's coming down to the wire. Okay. Yes, when something happens. Ah, that's what I'm saying. They believe in prayers when something happens. So we ask the question, what should we be doing? We should be praying continuously. We should not be waiting only until something happens. Yes, people forget. Because, yes, one of the people in the chat room said that when something happens, then we believe in prayers. And people forget, but how can we forget to pray? It simply shows that our priorities are not in order. So we must get our priorities in order so that we are protected. It's like you're going to wait. It's like you're going to wait until you have the fire to go get the fire insurance, you know? So we have to have the insurance before, which is putting our spiritual life in order. And, you know, like Walter had said earlier on, is that put priors back in the schools. And even before it get back in the school, we got to make sure we put it in the homes, because we got to send our kids out armed. Not with a gun, but with the word of God and the prayer. You know, read the Bible with them and pray with them, so that when tragedy hits, they know who to call. And we start getting into the comfort zone and start letting our guard down, and evil enters. That's the truth. You know, we do it in our everyday lives. And, you know, I'm not perfect either. We start to diligently pray, and we press in, and we press in when we face with struggles. And yet, when things becomes comfortable and okay, we kind of slow up and say, all right, I don't have to pray as much because things is okay. But we got to keep at it. We must keep at it all the time. We cannot afford to give up. So we have 10 minutes remaining. If you want to call in with your answer, you can still call in. One person said that they think people forget to pray, and that's why they are not praying. But what I'm saying here, we cannot afford to forget. It has to be a part of our everyday life. Must be a part of our everyday life. Must be. Great. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Fish Nine Bar. You know, we got we have to do it, because we cannot depend on others outside to do what we want. There's a saying I always tell people to inspect what you expect, and speak what you seek. So we got to, especially with our children, we got to just train them and equip them with that which we know is right. Because when we are not always going to be around them when things happen, but if we give them the tools, it's like when they go away to college. If we equip them, they're going to do the right thing there. And we know the pressure is on. But they're going to always remember the things that that we taught them. Let me see what he says here. I mean, it's off the news on Friday. Okay, somebody said they watch 15 minutes of the news on Friday, and they have not turned their TV on since because it's too horrifying. They can't take to see the Facebook post. No pictures of kids, no Obama speech, no information on the killer. I'm just trying to gather the strength to hug my kids before sending them to bed. I can feel it. I feel your pain. I feel your pain. You look, I can just visualize. I can just imagine parents just going in the beds of their kids and just huddling all of their kids together, thinking, dear God, you have blessed me to still have my children. These could have been my kids. I can imagine it. You know, you just want to feel their bodies next to yours. I am with her. I am with that person who said that. Yes, true training and guide. We got to, because when we are going to work or wherever we're going, our children are out there, and we have to equip them so they know what to do when tragedy hits. If we teach them to pray, that's what they'll do. If we teach them to read the Bible, they will know a verse to repeat when they need it. But while we are waiting on them to put prayer back in the school, we got to do our part at home and to give them the tool. You know, a lot of times they get all the expensive gadgets, you know, and everything that is trendy, they get that. But what about us giving them a Bible? And now they have the smartphones, they can get the Bible on there. Let them start to read it and begin as a family to pray together. Guys, it's not about the religion part of it. It's just about your relationship, because you need it. It doesn't matter what label or what sign is up on the door when you go into your place of worship. Your church is inside of you. You and I, we are the church. Wherever we go, we are the church. We are the church. Well, for those of you who listened online and those who join us in the chat room, what an honor it was for this. I am thankful that we were able to do this segment of this show. And I am not going to play my regular closing song. I'm going to play a song called Nothing But the Blood, because nothing but the blood of Jesus can really heal us from this. We need to be baptized. We need to be immersed totally in his blood. So somebody was typing something in the chat room. I think they changed their mind. And they are not going to type. I was going to wait to read that before. All right, so I'll wait to read that before I do the closing music. Walter, thank you for doing another fantastic job at producing today's show. And let us continue to hold this community in prayers. And tomorrow, to wear your green, Fish Nine Bark says, so we are thankful for your words. Thank you. Proverbs 22:6, train a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Thank you so much, Walter. And with that being said, I want to tell you, continue praying for us here in Connecticut, and with more specification to the Newtown Sandy Hook area. God bless you, and I love each and every one of you.
Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Righteousness for me, stand in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Your blood. Your blood speaks in better words than all the empty claims I've heard upon this soul. Speaks righteousness for me, stand in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. What can wash away our sin? What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Can wash up pure as snow. sanctifies and grace, cause of the Father's heart to make a way for us. Now boldly we approach, not earthly confidence.